and welcome back to Rediscovering Catholicism with Rose. Today I wanted to talk about something that's personal and a little bit unsettling. It's going to be witchcraft and the things that we invite into our lives and what the church teaches about them. So what made me think about this topic in particular, I was going to eventually get to this anyway, but today at Mass, the priest told us that someone had left objects in our chapel near the statue of Mary that had been clearly used for witchcraft. It was as if somebody was putting a curse on the church or trying to. He reminded us, of course, that such practices have absolutely no place in the church, and he asked us that if we ever see anyone trying to perform something like that, we should let a priest or an usher know immediately. He also did point out that he believes the faith of the people in the church is much stronger than any hex or curse or whatever might have been attempted to be cast upon us. He also gave a nice reminder that even if the person who was performing magic had good intentions, it still has no place in the church. It is still a very grave sin. So this definitely stuck with me because it brought back memories of when I was 18 and 19. At that age, I was drawn heavily into witchcraft. Movies and books made it look glamorous and attainable. I started reading materials that described it as connecting with the elements and seeing the universe itself as divine, and even believing that we have the ability to attract outcomes or shape our future by channeling our own energy and completely controlling our future, and nothing else is at all playing a part in this except us ourselves, because we are just that powerful. So at that time, that sounded pretty exciting. I went to a little shop in Honolulu, because we were living in Honolulu at the time, and it was really easy to find magic shops in that area. And I went to this little place, and I bought crystals and candles and a lot of books. I never made a full altar, because I lived with my parents, who, of course, are Catholic, and I just didn't want to make a huge problem for anybody, so I hid my stuff, but I still wanted that lifestyle. And at that point, I was also at my angriest phase that I'd probably ever been in yet. This was when I was 18, and I decided as my first major act of rebellion, actually, that's not true, I had many rebellious acts before then, but I guess one of my most stupid acts of rebellion was that I decided to get my first tattoo. And this tattoo was a Wiccan symbol right on my shoulder. Not even trying to hide it. So that was unfortunate. It was about a year later, I had my friend cover it up and turn it into a flower. Because even though I didn't have a problem with witchcraft or Wiccan or any of that, Wicca, sorry, not Wiccan, I still just knew I didn't want it on my shoulder. I didn't want that to represent me or make it anyone's first opinion of me. So I turned it into a flower, and to this day, I still hate that it's there. Even though it's covered up and nobody would know what it was now, I still just despise it. I'm so upset that it's still there. But anyway, fast forward a few months. When I was 19, I got married, and my husband and I moved into military housing, Schofield Barracks, or it was right near Schofield Barracks, but anyway, Army housing in Hawaii, and I started doing some more of that Wicca stuff. I was smudging with sage, I was setting out crystals, and just performing these little rituals that I thought would make my home peaceful. Instead, some strange things began happening. Closets opening at night, furniture out of place when I'd come home after nobody had been home all day, many episodes of sleep paralysis, and just a lot of really scary stuff that I honestly can't really explain, but I felt like I was going crazy. And this was when my drinking became a serious problem, because I was so scared to live there. But so I drank. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have it in me to go talk to a priest. I didn't want to tell my parents about it. I didn't want to let anybody in about this, because I don't know. I just didn't want to bring anyone else into this. So I talked to my husband about it, of course, but there wasn't really anything that he could do to help me. But I knew that it was getting really, really out of control when I would wake up every single night around 3 o'clock in the morning, and I would look up and my closet doors would all be open in a unique pattern every single night. And my husband and I were neat freaks, okay? We made sure that our closet doors were shut every night before we went to bed. But they would continue to be in the same pattern, and I'd wake up at the same time and see it every single night. And then it started becoming sleep paralysis as well. I would see it, and I couldn't move. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't reach over and ask my husband to wake up. I couldn't do anything. I just had to sit there and then just think and just feel extremely frightened. But even still, I just wasn't willing to admit that I had opened the door to something dangerous. Instead of turning to God, I tried to rationalize it away and just, I don't know. Looking back now, I see that God and my guardian angel protected me even when I was running from him, because some stuff could have gotten so much worse. I mean, I would come home from work and I wouldn't even go inside. I refused to go inside unless my husband was home. So we ended up, well, thankfully he was getting out of the army shortly around this, shortly after we got married around this time. And we were able to stay with our neighbors a lot of the time until we left. So that helped a lot. But I definitely invited something into my life, and it, I don't think it had anything good for me. I kind of just told myself, it's probably just like a friendly ghost, like maybe Casper or something. I didn't want to think that it could possibly be anything demonic, because that would have to prove that the devil is real, and I wasn't at a place to accept that the devil was real. But if it was Casper the friendly ghost, then how come I'd wake up with sleep paralysis and feel like something was crushing me and wouldn't let me leave and was choking me? That's not something a friendly ghost would do. But that was my experience on a nightly basis for a good little while there, and it was absolutely horrifying. The Catechism of the Catholic Church speaks very clearly about this. It says, and I quote, "All forms of divination are to be rejected. Horoscopes, astrology, palm readings, mediums, ... they contradict the honor and respect that we owe to God alone." And then another part of it says, "All practices of magic or sorcery, by which one attempts to tame occult powers so as to place them at one's service, are gravely contrary to the virtue of religion." And if we step back and look at the first commandment, the Catechism explains that idolatry is divinizing what is not God, trusting in the energy of the universe, or thinking we can summon blessings by projecting positivity. These are things that might look harmless, but they replace God with something else. Every good thing in our life comes from God, and God alone, not from crystals, not from rituals, not even from our mood or our vibes or the energy that we put out there. Good things come from God. So now I want to segue into fiction, specifically movies and books. So the first thing that I always think about is stuff like Harry Potter. Is it safe? Is it wholesome? Is it something that I should allow into my home? Is it something that I should be entertaining, even though it's just a silly story about a young boy? Well, this one I had to do some digging, because honestly, I don't know. And I should probably also point out that my favorite genre of movies and books is horror, and anything that is scary and spooky and has demons and angels and anything that's just, just especially scary. If it has an exorcism in it, chances are I've seen it, and it's probably on one of my top 10 favorite movies. But I don't know. Now I'm wondering, is this okay? Is this something that needs to change? I decided to do a little more digging on this, and in the Vatican newspaper, L'Osservatore Romano, it once criticized Harry Potter as presenting witchcraft as glamorous, but then in other reviews, it also praised the series as showing the reality of good and evil, sacrifice, and consequences. So I think the point of it is discernment. Does the story treat evil as something desirable, or does it soberly show the truth about evil and the triumph of good? For me, this has been a bit of a struggle. And while I don't think enjoying a scary story automatically means that I've betrayed my faith, I do think I need to be honest about what these things, or just how these things affect me. I mean, what I let into my imagination will also shape my soul. That's what I believe. If it normalizes evil, glorifies sin, or makes witchcraft look appealing, then I don't think it belongs in my life. So I've begun setting some boundaries. I don't watch gratuitous violence or shows that treat sex as entertainment. I'm already very conservative with what I watch for the most part. But I think that I need to also cut back on some of the horror and supernatural shows that I once loved. And while I sometimes miss those things, I mean, I've been pretty much going through this, thinking, I guess, discerning this topic now for about maybe a couple of months more seriously. And I haven't been watching things that I used to love watching. And, you know, sometimes I do miss them, but at the end of the day, I'd rather have a clean soul and a peaceful conscience than a mind filled with any type of darkness. So that's where I am today. I'm grateful to God for rescuing me from the dangers that I once invited into my life, and I'm determined to guard now what I let in, whether it be movies, books, conversations, anything. I'm very much guarded now. So maybe the invitation I leave you with is this. Let's all be mindful of what we allow into our hearts and homes. And let's ask ourselves whether it truly lifts us towards God or whether it distracts us and darkens our minds. Because nothing is neutral. Everything we consume shapes us in some way. May God give us the grace to discern wisely, the courage to choose what is good, and the vigilance to keep our minds and hearts focused on Him alone. Thanks for listening.